A prenuptial agreement, commonly referred to as a prenup, is a written contract that you and your spouse enter into before your legal marriage. Prenuptial agreements are not sexy, but they can be romantic in a way. That's purely American, and that's the new topic to discuss in the Maywin podcast. The rise in popularity of prenups dates back to the early 1980s. The Uniform Premarital Agreement Act, UPAA, was written in 1983 in part in response to the large number of people getting married at that time who intended to pursue careers outside the home. Today, millennials in particular are opting for prenuptial agreements to protect separate assets, business interests, and avoid potential alimony disputes. For a long time, people thought that prenups were only for the wealthy, but the millennial generation is shifting the whole thing and discovering that prenups are useful for most income levels, especially if one spouse has school loans or business debt. Because they are getting married later in life, millennials have had the opportunity to accumulate more assets, such as savings, retirement accounts, cars, and so on. Now, this may come as a surprise, but prenuptial agreements are not a purely American concept. From Asia to Canada, prenuptial agreements have their place outside the US. The United States differs from many other countries in the world in that there are protections for couples who are partners but not legally married. In fact, you can enter into a prenup without being married, and that only happens in the US. This prenup trend that millennials have ushered in may not be sexy, but it's definitely forward-looking, and I can only agree being part of this generation. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Maywin podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.